Blog Talk Radio.
People always trying to bring you down. They be throwing stones like it's going out of style. Seeking for the ones that can't defile. Yeah. But you can't let them have it. You can't let them take the power. Don't forget who you were made to be. Be royal priest, sir. You're a child of the king. Don't give in to negativity. Just keep smiling in the face of all your enemies. You can dream it down a way too high. Higher. Those above the clouds, I'm caught in your love. Your love. And nothing that you say can't change a thing. There's a greater voice affirming me. You can dream it down a way too high. Higher. Higher. People always got a lot to say. World full of noise, voices running by the day. Everything is up for debate. For debate. She say, he say, we say, can't nobody get it straight. Don't forget who you were made to be. Royal priest, sir, you're a child of a king. Don't give in to negativity. Just keep elevating above all your enemies. You can dream it down a way too high. When it gets loud, I'll turn the world down. I'll stay here with you. When the lights come, I'll keep my eyes up, listening for what's true. When it gets loud, I'll turn the world down. I'll stay here with you. When it gets loud, I'll turn the world down. I'll stay here with you.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Blessing, blessing, blessing. I pray that you can hear me very well. Thank you for calling in tonight. I know Prophetic Grace been having network problems. Blog Talk, not Prophetic Grace, but Blog Talk have been having problems this week. So I am blessed that I am able to get on here tonight. I am your host, LaShawn from Texas. Today is April the 19th, 2024. So thank y'all for coming on. It's a blessing to have you on. You could have been doing anything else. But I thank you for coming on. I'm going to make this, I'm not going to be on here too long. I just want to speak just a little quick prayer. And when I heard this prayer, it blessed me. This is a prayer that's in the Bible. And what I named this title is Jabez Prayer. And so when I heard his prayer, I'm like, oh, my God, that is a little piece in the Bible about his story. But the prayer is very powerful. So, Father God, I just thank you for this afternoon, this late evening. I thank you for those that's on here, Father God, and those that's going to come on later. Father God, I thank you for Prophetic Grace Network, Father God. I thank you for Randy and his family, Father God, all the hosts that come on, take their time to come teach and minister to your people, that this, our voice is heard all across the nation. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity because it's only you. You made it happen. You made the doors open for us to have this opportunity. This is ministry. And so, Father God, I thank you for those who listen in on the airways. They'll listen on the airway. Those who doesn't have the ability because their phone service will not allow them to call in, but they able to listen through the airway. Father God, I thank you, and I ask that you bless the homes of your people. Father God, let them be blessed going in and blessed going out. Father God, I cover the airways. Father God, I release the angels over the airways. I command the angel to come and stand on the side of me, the left and the right, your minister angel. Father God, you take over. This is your radio. You have your way. I'm just your servant. You know what your people need in prayer. You know exactly what they need before they woke up to this morning. You know what they need right now. And Father God, I thank you for the new doors. This is the season of new doors. Doors are open. Father God, I thank you for the release of keys to unlock doors. Those that you're going to release the keys to unlock door. And Father God, those who you give these keys to, Father God, they will have the ability to unlock things in people's life. Not only to unlock the things in your people's life, but to lock up things. So Father God, that your word said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I giving you the keys to the kingdom. And so Father God, I thank you for release that's coming from heaven to unlock doors, even the code to unlock vaults in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just ask that you forgive us for our sin, knownly and unknownly. And so Father God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for protecting the young children, Father God. I thank you for having an angel in charge over them to keep them in all thy ways. So, Father God, I just ask that you come on in and have your way tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So, I want to speak in 1 Chronicles, C-H. R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S. I want to speak when Jabez, he said this little simple prayer. You know, some people, God had ordained, you know, some people can pray long prayers for hours. Those are true intercessors that can spend hours with the Holy Spirit. Those real true intercessors. And some can say one little prayer and God is going to move on that one word and one prayer. And this prayer right here where Jabez had prayed, and Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me. And that thou will keep me from evil, that if may not grieve me, and God grant him that which he requested. And so enlarge my territory, enlarge my coast. It depends on which Bible app you listen to. But he cried this little simple prayer and asked God to enlarge his territory. Enlarge his coast, enlarge his, you know, just a simple prayer, enlarge my dwelling place. Oh, that's a good one right there. Enlarge my dwelling place where I dwell at. Just something simple like that. He will answer because in here it tells us that he answered him. I want to go read in the Amplified Bible. Jabez cried out to the Lord, to God of Israel, saying, oh God, that you would indeed bless me and enlarge my borders. In the Amplified, borders mean property, and that your hand will be with me and you will keep me from evil so that it does not hurt me. And God granted his request. Just something simple like that. God honored Jabez's prayer because he loved the God and he trusted God and he was very faithful to God. And so he cried out. You look what it said, that he cried. He cried out to God of Israel and telling him to indeed bless me, indeed bless me and enlarge my border, my property, my dwelling place, enlarge it. Now, you have to see this thing in a spiritual perspective. You know, some people saying, well, he wanted a bigger home. Well, it could be that too. But then too, when you look at stuff, when I look at stuff, I look at it deep. You know, your heart, the way you think, it might be your thinking might be too small. I'm just putting this out there. Your thinking might be too small. Your heart might be hard. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge my borders. Enlarge it. Yes, he was talking about the property where he live at. He wants to be expanded because he wants to God to bless him. I don't want to be stuck in one place. In order for God to enlarge your border, to enlarge your territory, you can't be in a place of lullaby. You can't be in a place of stinky thinking. You can't be in a place with a cold heart, a stubborn heart, a hard heart. You know, that ain't how God going to bless you. And Prophet Terrence and Prophet Tanisha were just speaking on Wednesday. People want the blessing of God, but they don't want to change who they are. But they want God to bless them in their mess. God is not going to bless you in your mess. God is not going to enlarge your territory. I tell people this all the time because I remember the Holy Spirit revealed to me, you know, do not compromise. Do not lie. Especially when you're doing the work for the kingdom of God, you better not lie. I'm telling you, you better not lie. I'm just going to say it, you better not lie. No, 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 no. You want to launch, you want to get your territory enlarged, you cannot do that. God is not going to bless you. And when I read that, you know, I was sitting here and I was reading this week, and it's just lining up. God is speaking to his people. You can't ask for the blessing and you're doing things that's not pleasing to God. That mean that little white lie you told, you're going to have to answer for it. And, you know, I remember when I was, you know, walking with God and I told a lie trying to get some bills paid or whatever it was, I felt bad. It made me feel bad. And I said, oh, Lord, I told a lie. I shouldn't have to tell a lie. Because if you tell a lie, that means you don't trust God. Uh-oh, there you go. If you tell lies to get what you want, that means you don't trust God. You don't. I'ma say it like I'ma say it, just plain and simple. If you tell those type of lie to get ahead or try to do something, that means you don't trust God. It's that simple. I ain't gonna sugarcoat. I ain't gonna sit up here and say, nope, we gotta tell the truth. You can't expect God to bless you and you're lying. Or you're trying to cover up something, or you doing something that you know you shouldn't do. You're not being honest. God not going to bless you. Then you wonder why when things don't go your way or things ain't going your way, you need to examine yourself. And so this prayer of Jabez, you remember? Go back and read it. He called upon God of Israel saying, oh, now this I'm reading three different Bible verses so y'all can understand this. Write this down. And go back and look at it, and then go back and pray this prayer for yourself. Oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my borders, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. Now, this
this Bible verse that I read is the English Standard Verse. It broke it down more down than the Amplified. Keep me. Let your hand be with me. And keep me from harm. You want God to keep you from harm? You want God to protect your territory, to protect your border? You got to walk upright. We have to walk upright. You can't be in sin. Thou should not lie. Thou should not kill. Thou should not steal. Okay, we know the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments ain't going to change because Jesus told us that. I come as the new covenant, but those laws still stay the same. You sitting up here, you can't pray now. I know a lot of people might not like some things I be saying because they don't like the people that speak the truth. They don't like people. They want people to sugarcoat and be over. If people let you be in your mess, you need to get away from them. Now, sometimes you do got to let people meet be in their mess because they hard-headed. They stiff-necked. So you got to let them go on out there and bump their head a couple of times because you done already told them. But if you want this type of prayer right here and God to protect you from harm and God hand be with you and for him to enlarge your territory, you need to first thing examine yourself to make sure you have clean hands and pure heart because he checked the heart. Now, none of us is not perfect. Like I said, I tell it on my own self. I have told lies, you know. And even since I did this walk, I told lies. When it comes down to trying to get your bills paid and stuff, you're going to make up some lie. I ain't going to even lie. I'm being honest. Y'all know I'm going to tell the truth. But it make you feel bad because now you don't trust God. You don't have to lie to get your bills paid. You don't have to lie to do that. And so it's like God saying, you don't even trust me. Have I not told you? Do you really trust me? You're going to be honest and lie. One thing I can tell you, a lot of people don't like no honest people. They don't. I'm a living witness to that. They don't like for you to be honest with them. They don't like for you to be honest. They like you too honest. No. So I want y'all to write this Bible verse down and go study it for yourself and ask yourself. This is a prayer, but we can't pray this prayer. We got to examine ourselves. He said, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my border. You can't get blessing if you fornicate. You can't get blessed if your mind is thinking. God want to bless you, but you're thinking the opposite of his plan. No, you can't get blessed. Can't be blessed if you have a lust spirit. A lustful spirit. What I mean by that don't mean perversion. People can have a lustful heart. They desire. It's a desire. You can desire something. It don't always have to mean sex. You can lust for other things. It's the desire of your heart. You can't ask God to bless you when you full of lust. You can't ask God to bless you if you got a lying tongue, and just like Isaiah said, my tongue is unclean. He said, I'm amongst the people with unclean tongue. He was confessing his sin to the Father. My lips, I got some unclean lips. And the people that I'm around is unclean as well. The people that I'm around, that's what he said, the people that I'm around, they unclean too. He came with his fault. He went to the Holy Spirit. That's when the angel took the tongue from the burning altar and put it on his tongue. When you confess your sin, number one people, it say confess your sin to one another so we can pray. But when you confess your sin, when you're going from the Father and you know you feel ten dirty and you're trying to hide, you can't hide nothing. When you go down in prayer, you can't hide nothing. He already know what your little sneaky tail did. My grandmama used to say tail. He already know what your sneaky self done did for the day. He already know what you done said, what you done did. Everybody else might not know, but he knew. He know. Father, you know, I almost said something to sister so-and-so. I was about to cuss her out at work. Lord, I know I did. I threw up the bad finger in traffic. You already seen me. I bet if a lot of people go to God and say, okay, Father, you seen me. Yep, you seen what I did. Yep, I did threw that finger up. Yep, I did. I did say so. I said that crazy thing to brother so-and-so. Yep, Father, yep, I did. But I need you to help me. I almost gave it up, Father God. I'm being real. This is real G-O-D radio. Lord, I don't want to be in no trap mess. I want to save myself. Help me. He already know. He know your weakness. He know your heart. I'm cheating my way through life. You can't cheat yourself way through life all your life and you want God to bless you. No, this is a man that prayed. Jabez, he prayed with a pure heart, a clean hand. He prayed. Why you think it said, and God grant what he asked? If you want God to grant what you ask, you got to come. You got to examine yourself. Paul tells us that all the time. Examine yourself daily. Sometimes when I know I messed up, I ain't going to even open my mouth. I'm going to be open my mouth asking God to forgive me. But I know some things God will put, deliver me and heal me because I know what I just did. I don't even, you seen it. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my territory. You want bigger, better things, you're going to have to walk in the will of God. You can't have 1 foot in and 1 foot out. It ain't going to work like that. Do you not know I didn't have conversation and I'm just shaking my head because the church, the body of Christ is in trouble. If they are in trouble, too much is going on. Y'all don't see this mess going on and it's manifesting and we are in the end time. We are in somebody, we in the book of Matthews when he told us to be aware of these false prophets. Meaning gonna come in my name. We already in that we in that chapter where parents gonna disrespect they where children gonna disrespect their parents. We already come on. The warning that Jesus warned us. It's already manifest. We there. And look at the church. Look at the church. He already turned some of them people over to a reprobate mind. Why you think they acting crazy? Look what they doing in church. You know the church is not church no more when you can hire a stripper to come to the church at a conference and dance, a real stripper, and dance on a strip pole. But see, when somebody call it out, you want to kick them off the stage. Now, some people just going to sit up there and say, no, we ain't God is calling people to go into these churches. I remember he gave me that prophecy. I'm sending some of the people. They're going to be like the special task force. They're going to go in, hit the target, and come out. They don't got time to be playing with you. They on assignment. And do you not see why God going to raise up some like that to go in the church to bring correction? You not to be a member of the church. You're going to help that church out, the overseer, to bring correction, to help the church out. Some of us going to be called to that task, and it ain't going to be easy because they already, it's like the Pharisee and the Gentile. What Jesus said to the Pharisee and the Gentile, you should know of me. This have been prophesied that I was coming. You heard it from Moses and you heard it from, you heard this from all the other prophecy. How can you, the Pharisee, you dressed up and your little staff and all that, the Gentile, how can you not know and you got strolls? The strolls is right in front of your face and then you didn't kill some of the people for the stroll. How can you not know that I am who I said I am? How you cannot know it is me? How you cannot know Jesus was the true bread? How you not know Jesus was the true word that came down from heaven? How you not know he was the true meat that came from heaven? Oh, y'all don't see the Pharisees and the Gentiles today? That's exactly what they are. When you boldly have this stuff of the world, when he say, come out amongst them, be ye separated. You bringing it, I remember, thank you, Holy Spirit, because you're bringing it back to my memory. I seen this change in the church years ago. Even through the church I was going through. When they started letting the voter booths inside the church, I seen the change coming. When they began to allow the voting booths inside the church, when they began to allow concerts, allowing people to rent the church out for concerts, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. When they began to change things, to compromise. I seen this thing years ago. So this stuff that they doing right now, doing, we got to get the young people, we the new millennium. No, God ain't never been the new millennium, the New Testament, the Old Testament, the Triennial, whatever they're going to come out in a couple more years, I don't know. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He ain't the new millennium, God. The fruit, whatever coming on after the new millennium, I don't know. The trillion, whatever. He ain't the old school. He ain't the Old Testament. He ain't the New Testament. He who he say he is. And we got to keep up with the young generation. No, we supposed to teach the young generation. You trying to keep up with the young generation, that ain't what the words say. You're compromising. You're going against what he told us to do. We teach them thy way. We teach them how to serve. We teach them how to be a leader. We teach them how to seek God and not to seek men and idolatry in men. That we tell them to have a relationship with God from themselves. A lot of pastors and leaders don't even want to tell their congregation to have a relationship with God for themselves. Because they want them, the attention to be on them. They're afraid to say that because they're afraid the money. How boldly you are to sit up here and hire a stripper. With a stripper pole to dance like that. And then you ask yourself, the congregation, how can they sit there? Because you know why? They are in a trance. Anytime, let me help y'all out. I'm going to break it down for you. If you look at an exotic dancer, whatever they are, exotic dancer, well, Jezebel, well, the women that move their hips, one thing the Holy Spirit told me about the Marine Kingdom, I'm going to show you where the spirit operate in. You know there's places in your body that spirit can enter in. One is the ears, the eyes, the mouth, and the down there in the private part. I'm going to say it again. Your ears, your eyes, your mouth, and your private part. Spirits enter in that way. What you listen to and who you're around. What you see with your eyes. See, it's a hypnotized. And it's, remember the Holy Spirit gave me a word, aphrodisiac. And I'm like, aphrodisiac, like a fool of drink. The Holy Spirit said, no, I'm going to show you what it really means. And a lot of women operate with this spirit. And the Holy Spirit began to show me with the Marine Kingdom. I'm going to show you. It will take you behind the veil how they operate. They operate in their breasts, their thighs, their eyes. Some people can look at you in the eyes and they looking deep in your soul. They can see right into your soul. The eyes. Their mouth is smooth talk. We know about that through the book of Proverbs, how Proverbs speak about a woman with her smooth talk and how she get them. And he said, don't even lay on her bed. Come on. Stay away from these type of women. If you really look real close, and tell you about the thighs of the women, the breasts of the women. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because that's what the Holy Spirit, every time the Holy Spirit reveals something, he's going to back it up in the word. these, when he began to speak to me about these things, he would tell me, look at them, how they walk. Look at that. It's in their breasts. It's in their thighs, even with their mouth, their eyes, the way they move their body. So you got a stripper. The reason, the blind leading the blind. Because anybody had any right of the true Holy Spirit would have got up and walked out that place. Anybody. But when you got something like that, they moving their body to a certain thing. Well, there you go. You in a trance. If y'all don't understand that, I don't know what to tell you. Because I want somebody to tell me something wrong. Say, no, I'm telling you. Why you think men and women go to the strip club and they like a daze? Because the woman, how she move, how she perform, how the men move, how the woman perform. I don't know why the Holy Spirit is leading me this way, but y'all going to wake up. You got to wake up. So now what's in the world, they done brought it into the church. So this man, remind you, if he's a male stripper and that's what he do, now he's bringing into a place that's supposed to be holy. He bringing into a place where it's supposed to be a house of prayer. He bringing into a place that's supposed to be a house of worship. But what he doing is defining it. Oh. There was one man stood up against and they kicked him off the stage. When you have something of the world, you better pay attention. When they have stuff like that, that means whoever in that pulpit is perverted and they full of lust. Because if you're not, you ain't finna bring it in the house. You don't fear God. Because if you fear God, you wouldn't do it. You ain't finna bring no mess like that in no church. You ain't finna bring no mess like that. Do you not know when we was young, we couldn't even play around the pulpit? That's how they put fear in us when we was young. You won't even finna get up there. You better not get up there and try to get in that pulpit. They don't have fear of God. And like I was explaining to somebody, these people take up for each other. They know. I'm telling you what I see now, y'all, what I see now and what these preachers and pastors doing. They fundicating. They having sex, but they in the pulpit teaching. And see, when you got somebody in the pulpit teaching and perverted, the blind is leading the blind and they both falling in a ditch. You begin to come in a trance with them. You begin to tie a soul tie with them. You listen to what coming out their mouth, but their heart is corrupted. And we need to pray for the leaders like never before. These people want to be ordained so much, they just worried about it getting a certificate, but they ain't doing no healing and deliverance. They ain't teaching the people the truth. They don't want no harsh teaching. But I tell you what, this is like the bishop that got stabbed. They don't want that hard teaching. But you better shake yourself up. You better get with those that's not afraid to stand up and say, I'm on God's side. I fight for him. I'm working with his kingdom. And don't care what you say and what you think. Don't be deceived by Satan's device. These pastors, they hooking up with other pastors and they know they corrupted. They don't care because they money greedy. They chasing the paper cloud. I don't know why I said it like that, but I don't know if that's really a word. But paper cloud, I don't know what that is, but I don't know. That's what they chasing. They done already sold. They sold. They done already compromising. Some of y'all saying, ooh, I'm praying for them. No, pray for them. You better pray that they come back to the first love of God because they done already sold. They sold. There's certain prayers that you praying that once they do that, no, you need to change the way you pray for them. Because he let us know, be separate. You remember, okay, I talked about this in the book of Matthews. When it say that these things going to come up on the earth, Jesus was telling us that it was going to come up on the earth if it's possible, even the elect is going to be fooled. Why did Jesus say, if it's possible, even the elect is going to be fooled? Do you know who is the elect? There are certain people. Them the ones that are going to be here, the remnants. The elect. That means they should have a relationship with God, really a true relationship with God, to where you can't even fool them, because they have a deep, they have a relationship with God. They walk with him. They talk with him. They walk with him as a best friend. They are friends with him. So you shouldn't be able to fool them. This is what he was warning us, that it's going to get that bad. If it was possible, the elect would be fooled. That's how bad it's going to get. That's just letting us know that's how bad. That means when you go into these churches, I call them out. Like, I think his name Mike Ty. You go into these churches like that. Jamar Bryan. You go into these churches like that. If you should know better if this is of God or not. You should know. Your spirit, some people don't even have the discernment, the spirit of discernment. I'm trying to pull it, that Bible verse up. Some people, and I used to say, please pray for the spirit of discernment. Please pray that you will have a strong discernment. Sometimes I was sharing with people when I walk into the church. I remember, first I had a vision. I shared this with somebody today. I had a vision. Oh, I think it was a dream of a vision. Sometimes you just, I don't know if it was a vision, because sometimes I can have vision that just like a dream. And I remember me and this pastor was at a church, and I remember writing down on a piece of paper, which, and I remember telling her, I said, I don't know, you know, when we go to a church or a conference, I told her about it. And we prayed about it. Well, that vision manifested. It came to pass. We went to a church. And I started getting this feeling. I can feel my discernment start kicking in. And sometimes it'll make you feel sick, or you can smell it. It does different things to your body, especially if they sitting behind you. They begin to do things behind you, and you can feel it. And I say, something is not right. I mean, I could feel it. I felt it. And I say, something is not right. And I was like, I know that ain't Pastor so-and-so, because she was sitting to the left of me. I said, I know this ain't coming from her. My grandkids was on the right of me, and I know they weren't coming from them. And it was a woman sitting next to them. I said, well, it's not that woman. I say, Lord, who is this sitting behind me? I say, Lord, whoever this sitting behind me, let them get up so I can see them. Well, guess what? He allowed them to get up. And when that woman turned towards me, death. When she looked me dead eye to eye. And what I heard was witch. She was sitting behind me. But people sit up there and, you know, they don't have discernment. I have that. I didn't know what it was. I would go in places and get sick, go in places my head would hurt real bad, go in places like something was on my shoulder, pressing down on my shoulder. I didn't know what that was until I started learning about discernment. That thing was with me since I was a little kid. I would go around other people and start shaking real bad. Didn't know why I was shaking, hands started sweating, didn't know why I would do that. That was the discernment. I grew up with the discernment. When I come in contact with other people that's not of God, I can feel me and their spirit crashing. It's like a crashing. I call it crash of the titans. Your spirit, darkness don't like the light. And someone will look at you and go and get from around you real quick. Look what they're saying, Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophet. We are in that, we here. We can't pass. I remember before the eclipse, Randy, he was on live stream, and they were talking about the eclipse before the night. Prophet Randy and Prophet Tanisha, they was talking about the eclipse, and I kept hearing 24, 24, and I'm like, okay, 24, you know, what else? You know, sometimes you got to ask the Holy Spirit, give more detail, and I heard Matthew 24, and we was on our 7-day fast and prayer, and I heard Matthew 24, tell people Matthew 24, but on the prayer line, I read Matthew 24, and so Matthew 24, Jesus telling the people and warn them so we won't be deceived. He warned us, and if you don't, you need to go read Matthew 24. But Matthew 24:24, there shall arise false Christ. Now listen what he said. Matthew 24:24, for there shall arise false Christ. I'm just going to stop right there. He didn't say false. It don't say false bishop or nothing. He say false Christ. Y'all, false Christ and false prophet. And shall show great signs and wonders. In so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Just like they're going to say, I think I did share this on PGN. Oh, was it a prayer line? Y'all help me out. But if it wasn't on PGN, I'm for the sure. During this time right here when he told me Matthew 24, he even revealed to me that the enemy, we got to know who the enemy is and who worked for the enemy. You see what it said? They're going to do false signs and wonder. Just like they said, we are going to be raptured up out of here. The Holy Spirit showed me where the enemy is going to rapture people up out of here, and they're going to think it's the real rapture. Rapture. Y'all know what I'm saying. Y'all know I'm country. But you got it, right? People going to think it's the real, and it's not going to be the real. He warned us, if you hear him say, go over there, that's Christ, don't go, don't be fooled. The Holy Spirit began to show me that. And you know when you say stuff like this, people ain't going to like that, people ain't going to believe that, they ain't going to believe that, but I'm telling you, you're going to see people coming up out here and be looking where they go. You better know what's up there. He brought me to this Bible verse. False Christ. That means they're going to try to say they are me. They are the real Christ. They are the real Messiah. Y'all need those who have an ear. You have to hear. You get into your ear and you want a word, but you don't want the true word. We sound an alarm now. Watchmen, stand up. He's taking us to deep, showing us that this, we are in those days. Warn the people. Because many is going to be deceived. He said they're going to arise false Christ. It didn't say Christ. It say false Christ with an S. False prophets with an S. And shall show great. He didn't say they're going to show signs and wonder. Jesus said they going to show great signs and wonder in so much that if it were, you know, a lot of people misquote this Bible verse right here. They misquote, look, I went to read the Amplified. Even the Amplified say, so as to deceive if possible. That's the Amplified. Let's go to the CSB, if possible. Let's go to the, if possible. It never said, and a lot of people misquote this by, even the elect gonna be fooled. Who told you that? That's the reason why I tell people, when people say something, you need to write it down and go read it for yourself. Because I just looked at the Amplify. I just looked at the English Standard Version. I just looked at the King James Version. And I'm looking at these different versions. It never said the elect is going to be fooled. They quote that Bible verse. It say, if possible. Even the LSB say, if possible, even the elect. The LEB say, if possible, even the elect. Come on. Now, look, I don't know what's TLB, but it say, if it were possible, even God's chosen one would be deceived. Oh, this is the TLB. What's a TLB? Somebody, when you unmute the phone, let me know what TLB means. Look what the message. Look what the message standard say. I don't even like what the message. I don't even like the message. I'm be honest. A lot of people like reading that mission Bible. When I try to read that mission Bible, Holy Spirit told me to shut that down. I don't even like how that because they changed the whole. They changed everything. Even the NOG, whatever the NOG, if possible, even those who God had chose, if. Even, what is this, M-O-U-N-C-E, if that were possible, even the only person that I see over here that changed the whole thing was the Mishnah Bible. And look what it say. Y'all looking. Listen, I'm going to show y'all something. Listen, what the Mishnah Bible say. If anyone tried to flag you down, call it out. Here is the Messiah on point. There he is. Don't fall for it. Fake Messiah and lying preacher are going to pop up everywhere. Their impression, Canada and bewitched performing will pull a wolf over the eyes and even those who ought to know better. Listen what the Message Bible say. Listen, this ain't even what God's word said. Y'all better listen. Look, it said, and bewitching performing will pull the wolves over the eyes of even those who ought to know better by eyes giving you a fair warning. That's the mission. The Bible say that. That ain't what that word say. You see, the mission of Bible, I used to say the mission of Bible twists words around. I can't even, the Holy Spirit don't even let me read the mission of Bible because they twist the whole word around. And it don't even say that. It even say his chosen one. If it were impossible, if possible, God chosen people. If possible, that's even with the GNT, whatever the GNT is, GW. If possible, even those who God had chose. Don't say nothing what the mission of Bible said. That's why you got to be careful about what you read. You have to be careful. If possible, even the elect. That means these chosen people shouldn't be fooled because they should have a relationship with God to know that ain't even know my Father. They ain't even the true Messiah. You sitting up in my face or you on TV saying, come to Jerusalem. Come and bow down to me. I am the Messiah that came back. And everybody go to Jerusalem and meet in this one place on Mount Olive. I am the real Jerusalem. Come. They're going to have fire coming down like the false Baal prophet. You know, boy, them Baal prophet had me laughing in that Bible. They come. The holograph. They going to have things in the holograph. The Catholic Church going to put things, holographs in the air. This is the real Messiah fire. You going to be tricking fools. These things that they do. Jesus say everybody gonna know before he come back. In Matthew 24, he let us know before he come back. Everybody that is called the Son of God, everybody that's called the abashional light that is serving God, supposed to go out and preach to all nation. That means every child, every adult, every young adult, the crack house, the prostitute, the homeless, the runaway, everyone is going to know the word of God before he come back. He said everybody would know the kingdom. Every nation, go out and preach to every nation. He didn't say the United States. He said all nations. I'm going to pour out my spirit. I'm going to pour out my spirit. I'm not going to come back until that happens. He let us know in Matthew 24. He let us know, I don't care how much they do this hologram. I don't care how much they do a hologram of a fake sun. I don't care how much they do a hologram of the fake moon. Because I remember he showed me in a dream. And even in this eclipse, I know some of y'all not going to agree with what I'm about to say. But I remember telling them on the prayer line and telling people personally, I heard in my spirit that he's going to reveal his true eclipse. Well, you take that to God and ask God what that means. We are going to know his true eclipse because he said there will be signs. So you're going to know those who have a relationship with him is going to know. We know by Bill Gates saying he want to block the sun, and we know China want to do a fake. Well, if they already don't have a fake sun, a fake moon. Come on. Some people don't like this, but oh well, you take it up with God. I don't have nothing to do with it. You take it up with God. You go speak to God by everything that I done said on PGN. I have to say it on Prophetic Grace Network because this is going out to the nation. People don't like this. I don't care what they doing. I don't care what CERN doing. I don't care what the elite doing. I don't care what they doing. If it ain't time for God to come back, if it ain't time for the infirmity to open up, because only one person can open the infirmity, we already know. If you don't know we are in the infirmity, get in his word. I tell you what, he showed me in a dream, and he showed me one time me and my ex-husband was sitting out and we was looking at the that's when they had the red moon, the blood moon, and we sitting up there looking at, he had an old phone. This one even a big, not like the phone they got now, the expensive phone. He had an old phone and he took a picture of the moon. I kid you not. This what God backed up and showed me the firmament is real. When he looked at the picture, he asked me what was that on the picture. And I'm like, I don't know, but I began to look at the picture. And I said, what is that? It was like something was reflecting off the moon like it was glass and we was able to see Earth. How can we see Earth? I mean, it was like we seen Earth reflecting off the moon, and it was like cloudy. We seen the blue sky, the Earth reflecting off the moon. And I remember telling him, you need to save that picture because one day that picture going to be worth some stuff because we seen the Earth reflecting off the moon in the picture. How can you be thousands of miles away taking a picture off a little bit old, I'm telling you, it wasn't even one of them expensive phones. It was an old phone, a little old phone. He was able to catch it off that old phone. And one day I was reading the book of Genesis, and I came to the word firmament, and the Holy Spirit said, you remember the picture that Micah took? That was my proof of the firmament. Now, let me tell you something. Like I tell people, I can tell you some stuff that will blow your mind. Even when you read the word of God, when he taking you deep, deep unto deep. I can tell you something that will blow your mind. God's going to make sure you know things is real. When you're reading his word, you can't share that with everybody. Some things you can't share with everybody. I remember I shared when I seen this vision of this old big old black fallen angel. He was black with black wings, but he looked like a little creature. Big old black thing. And I remember telling this other prophet, he wasn't a seer at all. I am a seer. He wasn't a seer. He was mad because I seen it and he don't see stuff like that. So he tried to come and tamper with my gift saying, oh, no, that angels don't have no wings. He told me. And the Holy Spirit, I heard the Holy Spirit told me to keep my mouth closed. Don't tell everybody everything because that's where your warfare coming from. And that he can't see like you. The Holy Spirit brought me to his word, Ezekiel. What did Ezekiel see? Brought me to the word. Started bringing me to words where it's written in his word with angels that have wings. Come on. So some things you just can't share with everybody. I can share it on the radio because y'all can't come back with me and be arguing back with me because I have control of muted. You know, y'all, they put your hands up, muted, unmute. I have control of it. But anyway, sometimes I like to laugh. Yeah, I have control of it. So y'all can't argue back with me. And some of y'all don't even say nothing. Won't get on here and say nothing anyway. But the prayer of Jabez. I like the prayer of Jabez. In First Chronic, Chronicle. But you need to make sure you have clean hands. Pure heart. God really looked at Jabez and he answered his prayer. And he said, I'm going to read it one more time. Y'all go read it for yourself. And Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. It could say enlarge my coast, enlarge my border, enlarge my territory. And that thy hand might be with me. And that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. You can go read it in the Amplified, in the King James, or the English Standards, whatever's suitable for you. That was his prayer, and God granted it. I have seen the hand of God move quickly, real quick. I'm talking about it was done that day. I went to my mailbox and say, let it be a check up in this mailbox. Went to my house. It was a check up in the mailbox. Quick. He will answer you quick. Because you are faithful and he can trust you. And you doing things, you're not compromising. When you start compromising, trying to get over on things, you cannot get blessed. You're not going to get blessed. You're not going to be blessed. He said, oh, that you may bless me and enlarge my borders. You're not going to be blessed if you're doing things you shouldn't be doing. That's not pleasing to God. God, I thank you for this teaching. Father God, I just pray. You know, Father God, reveal what's really in our heart. We repent. Father God, as I begin to release the call, you know, pick up callers, you know what they need before they even call. So, Father God, I thank you for the covering. I thank you for the teaching. Let those who have an ear to hear even go back and read everything that I said, Father God. They'll go back and seek you. They'll go back and talk to you about it, everything. And if there's something I said that wasn't pleasing to you, you correct me so I can correct, and so I can come back and correct. Well, Father God, I thank you for your teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
919-426. Last who's calling, where you calling from? Nine one nine 426. I hope people can hear me while I was talking there. Y'all come back to them.
Hey, praise the Lord, Prophet Sonya. I have a guest with me named Debbie. And
yes.
She's from way out in the woods in Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, what part of Texas you from?
I am by Marshall, Texas.
Marshall,
and Long Beach.
Texas. I know what Marshall,
yeah.
Texas is.
You do?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I know what Marshall, Texas is. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Where are you at?
I'm in Euless.
Eunice?
Euless. It's by DFW.
DFW.
The airport.
Okay. Okay. All right, I got you. Okay.
Well, this your first time calling in?
Yes.
Well, thank you for calling in. I hope I pray that you enjoyed the show.
I sure did.
God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
And we bless Sister Sonya for having you, calling you in. I tell you, that Sister Sonya be doing the work for God's kingdom. She be getting people on them prayer lines and on the radio.
Yeah, I miss her. She used to live here. We've been friends for pretty good while now.
Mm-hmm.
And now she done moved off up to Alabama.
Yeah. She'll be back
I met her at Walmart. I said, can I pray for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
We've been knowing each other ever since.
Wow, that's great. That's an awesome testimony. That's so awesome.
Yeah,
what is your name again?
My name is Debbie.
Debbie
Oxford.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Debbie. Father God, we thank you for the greater move of God in her life, Father God, a greater move of God in her life, Father God. I thank you for that greater move. I thank you for stretching her. Yes, Father, stretch her for your glory. Stretch her, Father God. Stretch her in the place that she needs to be stretched. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you drying up tears and you sewing up wounds. Oh, Father God, I thank you for giving her the eyes to see things much clearer. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the turnaround and the new doors that's going to be opened up in her life. I thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against her body, Father God, no weapon formed against her body that it shall not prosper. Father God, teach her how to pull down these what they call them things. I see them going out. What do they call them? Arrows. Father God, show them how to grab up there and pull down the arrows of infirmity. Father God, that I speak and I declare that she shall be in good health as well as her soul prosper. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for ordering her steps. Father God, I thank you for everything new that you are going to do, a new thing in her life. God have not forgot about you, even some things that he have prophesied to you that they shall manifest. Sometimes God need to get us in a position. We need to move. We need to transition. We have to go through this transition before he bless us. And that's what I see him doing, was doing with you. You had to go through a transition. I don't know if you moved or you plan on moving but there's a transition that you was going through. Mm-hmm.
I don't know yet. I've been talking about moving to my son, so I don't know. It's all just up in the air right now.
Right. Well,
that
I see a
Alexander.
Right. I see a transition going on with you, and that probably be part of that move. But it will be greater, and I ask the Father to speak to you more, give you real wisdom about it. If this the mood that he wants you to do in this season, that he will give you a specific instruction, and he's going to come back and give you the confirmation. This is the mood. Because, see, in the beginning, I believe it, when I was praying, that there was going to be a greater mood. God was going to do a greater move with you. So sometimes we need to position ourselves to in order to receive that. And so, Father God, I just ask that you give her the wisdom that she would know this is what you want to do, or which direction you want her to be at. What direction do you want her to go? And without, she would know without a shadow of a doubt, and then things is just going to break through for you. And I thank you, Father God, for breaking things through for her. I thank you for the greater remove. I thank you for her good help. Father God, that she know that she has the power and authority, that she can pull down these quenching darts. She can pull them down. And Father God, stand on your word that she's healed by every strike that you took was for her healing. And Father God, I speak healing in her body right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree her latter days will be greater than her former day. And Father God, I just ask that you touch her body right now. Touch her from the crown of her head. That I pray from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet that she is healed, that she will walk in this season being and healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of fear. Father God, break it off of me right now. Break the spirit of fear. Break the spirit of fear. I pray that she will not walk in the spirit of fear, but give her that power, Lord, in the sound mind. I command that it break up off of your mind right now. Those chains are trying to hold you back. We break the chains. I release this word, which is like a hammer, to break every rock into pieces, every negative word that's been spoken over you. It breaks up off of you right now in the name of Jesus. The fire of God here. You from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. The fire of God hit you in your belly right now. In the name of Jesus, I cover you up under the blood of Jesus. And Father God, let them be covered up under your protection. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
So, Father God, you let us know who the Son set free is free indeed. Oh, my Kasi Quarter, and I pray that over your sons. You got a son, my Kasukaman. Thank you, Jesus. Everything is in your control. Everything, Father God, you have everything in your hand in the name of Jesus.
Oh, mama, chichi, kamando, he kissy, oh, Father God, let us release in her life so you can move in to the name of Jesus. Yes, Father.
Praise you,
Jesus. Oh, mama, kissy, come on. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Father. Do it for her right now, Father. Oh, Father God. Oh, do it for her. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Your conversation that you had with your Heavenly Father, and that was something that you need to release to Him. He heard you. That was a secret conversation that you just had with Him.
Jesus.
Sister Son, you have something to say? Thank you, Father.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't tell her.
Yes, go ahead.
I just thank God because I can confirm some of the words you told her. I mean, pretty much what you said is true. But I mean, some parts I didn't. That's what I can't confirm. But the part I know, God used you to make it at. So, anyway.
We just thank you. We thank you for sweet sleep. We thank you for giving her a big hug from heaven. We thank you for giving her the kiss from heaven to ensure her that you love her, to ensure her that you are in ordering her step. And Father God, that you're going to bless your daughter. I thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus, because you have not forgot about her. Every tear that she shed is being caught in Jesus' hand. I see this big hand reaching out to you to catch your tears, and they are kept up in heaven. And we will walk in a season, your tears is going to turn into joy. And God will grant you that. When we cry out like that, He grant us blessing and peace.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
Father God, I thank you.
You had a comma. I remember years when I was young, I ain't know nothing about speaking in tongues. Didn't know nothing. I went to this church and friend, you know, invite me to the church. I was in high school, either high school or middle school. I can't
you thought that was crazy, huh?
No, no, it's not, because I'm going to share my testimony. And I went on to the church, and I was going through a lot in my childhood. I'm talking about I was going through a lot. I grew up in a house of abuse. And so I used to run away from home and stuff because the house just wasn't safe. And I went on to the church, and they saying, y'all come down here, you want to pray, you know, y'all come on down here, pray. And when I went down there, I don't know what came on me and what touched me. I began to speak in tongues. And it was like a tongue, like it was rolling. I can't even do it no more because my tongue's been changed.
Yeah.
And it was just sounded something so weird. And I remember my friends coming back to the house telling my mom, ooh, the Holy Ghost got hold to LaShawn today in church. Ooh, she was speaking in tongues. And my mom and them didn't believe in that. Oh, they said that ain't of God. And see, that's why you got to be careful who you're with, because they'll mess with your gift.
Yeah.
You not know by my mama not believing in that. I never spoke. Now, remind you, I'm in middle school, or think I was in the eighth grade or either in the ninth grade. But I never, when she came and told my mom, I did not speak in tongues no more. And that kind of messed me up. And I was like, well, God, I hear people talk about it. And I hear people saying it's not of you. So I told him, I said, well, why would you give it to me that time and take it away? I didn't know. So I'm like confused. Well, it must not be true. It must have been something. My mama said that was just, she heard somebody in that church do that. She didn't believe in it. She said she heard somebody in the church do it. So it wasn't a real thing. And I just questioned God for years. I'm telling y'all, I questioned God for years. And I would go, we would have this prayer. We would have a Bible study in, you know, in our homes. And it was my time to have the Bible study in my home. And I asked them, I said, I spoke in tongues when I was little and I ain't never did it. Is that real? Nobody couldn't give me an answer. And so me and my husband, my ex-husband, we went down there to our church, to the leaders. They did. God must have spoke to them. I'm telling you, he must have gave them the discernment that I've been yearning for. And they start praying. We was the only ones still in the church, and they praying for us. Only ones still in their lights off. And he starts speaking. God starts speaking in tongues. And he saying, let it come out for them. But my husband, he had some other stuff going on. Baby, the same tongues that I spoke when I was young came back. I'm like, wow. It's real. It came back the exact same way I spoke it when I was young. And ever since then, it never went away. Because now, I'm a new
one.
My friend at the time, we used to have like home churches, and we would meet once a month. And she thought they wasn't real tongues because she never heard anybody spoke in tongues like I did. They not like the tongues I have now. They was totally different. And I remember when we met, the woman said, your tongue sound way over there in the water somewhere, like way over there in Africa or Indian or something. That's what your tongue sound like. It's way beyond. She said, your tongue is way from
That's the war tongue.
I don't know what it is.
You know what I'm saying? The war prayer tongue.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she went to
and
a
it's
hospital.
It's real strong and real loud.
I'm telling you, it was just rolling. It's just like an Indian or something, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I know what you're talking about.
She was at the hospital, and her mother-in-law, she had like a heart attack, and they was praying, and she said it was a woman. She was a woman out there. She joined prayer with them, and she said she had her eyes closed, and said the woman that was praying had the same tongues that I had, and she said she thought it was me, and she had to open her eyes to see, is LaShawn here? And she said when she seen that woman praying like that, she then it hit her. Well, that's some real tongue. Because she thought, nah, they ain't never heard nobody with no tongue. So she thought it wasn't real. Mine wasn't real until she had to hear somebody else with it. But throughout the years, he changed it. Yeah. Throughout the year, he began to change it. But that's why I mean, when you have a conversation, because when I was young and that happened to me, I can't tell you what I said. I don't know what I said. And I asked them what happened to me and what was that. They say, honey, that's a conversation you had with God. Don't nobody know. And it kind of bothered me. And I'm like, well, Lord, why I can't do it no more? But you'll be surprised what come out your mouth when you having a deep conversation with God. That's the inner, out your belly. Come on.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. You'll sound like a baby. So.
Can you just say a word for me? Whatever you feel like.
You know you ain't even got to ask that, Sister Sonya.
And but you know I love prayer.
Father God, we thank you for your service, your servant ministry, Sonya, Father God. We thank you for that evangelist that you have up on. Mm-hmm. She have that evangelist to go out and evangelize, not just go out to evangelize, to even evangelize in her own home, praying for people, speaking the word of God. So I thank you for that evangelist that's upon her life, Father God. I thank you for the seer that's upon her life as well, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you that things is about to knock on her door. It's about to be dropped into her lap. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you that it's going to be a knock, a knock, not physically knock, but it's going to be, I'm telling you, sometimes you will hear the knock. This is something you have to hear with your spiritual ear. And
praise
the door,
God.
I'm telling you. And so their knock on the door is going to be a grand fanatic. So when he knock, when it come and knock, the angel give you something, you receive it. And so, Father God, let her have the discernment. And we cover this prayer, Father God, that it will be no backlash and retaliation. But I thank you for the door. This is the year of open doors, Father God. And this is the year for the righteous to run right in it. And the door that you open, everybody can't go through the door with us. So everybody that's in her life that don't supposed to go through this open door with her, they would not have that access anymore. That you're going to deny the access. It's only going to be for her. She will have the keys to go into the door and get what she needs behind the door. And so, Father God, I thank you for it, Father God. Father God, there will be no guilt, shame. There's no guilt, shame, than condemnation when it comes down to you. People is trying to clothe her with guilt, shame, and condemnation, but the devil is a lie. Because there is no guilt, shame, and condemnation when it comes down to your word. Father God, I thank you for the peace in every attack that's coming from the enemy. We speak a ceasefire right now. Father God, that thing will boomerang right back on the enemy camp. And Father God, the same hole that the enemy trying to dig from her, let them fall into it in the name of Jesus. Some of them people have an opportunity to repent, and they refuse to repent. Now we're going to ask God to send his judgment. You send your judgment. And whatever he decides to do, that's between him. That's between God. That's between God. Keep your eyes on God, which come your help. You keep your eyes up on, you keep your eyes to the hills, which come your help. Don't get caught up. Don't live to the left or right.
Hallelujah.
Don't get caught up and distract, because that's what it is, a distraction. You keep going in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. You know what, listen. You do this. And I'm going to tell you,
Your phone cutting in and out. I don't know. I don't think you had called you Lisa. I don't know if Lisa on here or what. But your phone cutting in and out, Minister Sonya.
Yeah,
phone,
real bad.
It's cutting in and out.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay.
Thank you for praying for us. Hey.
This is not the first time. Just today, I said, Lord, I need to be busy. I can't let this stroke get me down. I said, you know, I'm supposed to be out there on the road, in the road, witnessing, preaching, laying hands on the sick or whatever. I said, other words, the work of the evangelist. I shall dare say that. But
he just answered you. Because I'm going to share this other testimony. I know this other lady that I'm friends with. Her name is, I wish Pastor Beverly was on here to tell you. Her name is Minister Mary. She had a stroke to where her hands is turned inside out. They twisted up. And we prayed for her, and I remember the Holy Spirit gave her a word that she was going to minister out of home. And when we prayed for her, the next day she began to cook. She lived by herself. They tried to put that woman on high suit, saying she ain't going to make it. She made it. She do ministry in her apartment. She lives in a senior citizen apartment, and they have Bible study every Thursday, and that woman still, she ministry, and that prophecy came to pass. So God ain't going to let what it look like. That's why I say people trying to bring guilt, shame, and condemnation on you. God not for to let that hinder you. He can use anybody. And you just got to keep getting up and going and keep letting God use you. He can use you right there in your own home. Trust me.
Yes. You know what? Some days, all day long, people call me, they don't ask for prayer. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can hear you.
Some days I stay on the prayer, not prayer line, but some days I stay on this telephone praying for folks. When they call me, 97% of the time, we just be saying, and I just start praying for. I probably done that to you before.
Mm-hmm.
But I pray for them as soon as they call me. But are you ready for your prayer?
Yes, ma'am.
You got anything in particular?
Yes, sure. We are going to do conference, and I'm getting ready to do this second conference, so you can pray for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for restoring her virtue. We're asking you to move upon the future conference. In the name of Jesus, you draw people from the north, the west, the east, and the south to come and support her in this great conference. Lord, pour them by prayer. Lift her up as she's doing
that.
Lord, those that can't make it, let them be praying the very hours when the word comes, Lord. Let it reach out your people. Let people be delivered. Let them catch on fire for God.
Yes.
Lord, we're asking you to bless her with to carve her heart. Whether it be a car, truck, or SUV, give them one that she desires. Lord, she needs.
I think her phone went out.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's in a bad area or what.
Yeah.
Lord, in name of Jesus,
I don't even know.
We thank you right now. We plead your blood. We're asking that prophetess, LaShawn, has very desires of her heart. Lord, thank you now. And Lord, even though when she's in this conference, let people come to her and say, can you do a compliment?
Amen.
Well, and Lord, she's speaking of Africa. You send her when you want to go to Africa.
Oh,
It's some people that need to hear the true word.
Praise you,
Wow.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
You've
been
wanting
to go to Africa?
Amen.
Say it again.
Have you been wanting to go to Africa?
Well, yes, ma'am.
Really? It's real pretty over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
The country, the land's real pretty.
Oh, I bet it is.
I've seen some pictures, and it's got some really nice places over there.
Yeah.
A bunch of different kind of animals. I love animals.
Yeah. I guess my phone didn't went out again, but we thank God for the prayer that she prayed in her label.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to move to the next caller. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you
for calling in, and maybe God will allow us to meet each other since you're in Texas.
Yes, I would love to come meet you in person.
No, thank you.
I'd like to go to one of your conferences. Maybe me and Sister Sonia can get together and go somehow.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
All right. I'll put her on a bus and get her back down here, and then we can head your way.
Sister LaShawn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And look, pray for my mother. She is in the hospital. I wanted to ask you to pray for her. She's been bleeding in her brain. She's in ICU right now.
Really?
And but
what's
they
your
got
name?
Her. Yes, ma'am.
What's your mom's name?
Mary Phelps.
Wow.
Yes.
You know, I talked about a Mary. Your mama's name, Mary.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, sir. Father God,
if you don't mind.
No, I do not mind.
Jesus.
So she had bleeding on the brain.
Yes.
So I'm just asking other people on here to join us because that's really, really serious. So Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for your anointing because your anointing destroys yokes. Father God, I thank you for healing. You're healing.
Hallelujah. Shut up.
Right now, Father God, because I have seen miracle. I command the bleeding on your daughter Mary brain, Father God,
Hallelujah,
and I pray that they will be able to detect where this bleeding is coming from. Now, let me ask you something. Have they found out why she bleeding on her brain? Or they still trying to figure it out?
Well, she had a couple falls. She's fell twice in less than 3 weeks.
Wow.
So she's had, you know, she's falling here on the floors and stuff. Mm. And I think that's what it's from.
So, Father God, that's what I'm hearing. They trying to figure it out where it's coming from. But, Father God, I ask, even when the doctors came
detect where is the bleeding coming from. Father God, you send your angel, Father God, when the doctor even confused, let it be right there in front of them, Father God, so they won't overlook. But Father God, I ask tonight, we need a miracle tonight. We ask that you move tonight. If there's anything that's in her, Father God, that need to be delivered, healed, and set free, tonight. Father God, we stand in the gap for her right now, Father God. We ask that you forgive her for her sin, knowingly and unknowingly. Father God, you said that we lift you up, that you will draw all men unto you. So, Father God, you love us all. You didn't send your son here to condemn us. But Father God, to set the captives free. So Father God, you reign on the just as well as the unjust. So Father God, I just ask that you will show up in the name of Jesus. Father God, show up in her room. Father God, let her see you like she never seen you before. Let your glory orchestrate in that room, Father God, that she will surrender all unto you, Father God, so she can receive her complete healing. I speak a healing, Father God, in her brain. I command that bleeding in her brain to dry up right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I believe your report. It said, who report are we going to believe? I believe in your report in the name of Jesus. And Father God, let them get to the bottom of it. Why are she falling? Why is she falling, Father God? But Father God, I ask that the angel will walk with her, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, anything that's causing her body to limp, to go numb, to her legs giving out, Father God, I speak your word. Let your word be a lamp unto her feet to lighten up her pathway. Father God, I speak that she should be in good health as well as her soul prosper. Father God, I just believe, just like I pray, that your people would not leave this earth with a heart attack, stroke, cancer. They will not leave this earth with high blood pressure, diabetes, lupus. Father God, just like you took Elijah, just like the old days, they left at a natural cause. You took them. You sent the angel to Lazarus, the poor man, and he took them. Father God, some people will not experience death, experience terrible diseases, will not take them out. But Father God, until that day comes, we speak healing on this side. Healing, let it be done in her body as it is in heaven. You don't have no bleeding in your brain. You're not sitting on the side of your father with bleeding in your brain. So let it be done with her body as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I command complete healing from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. I ask that the glory of God will touch her body. Swelling in her brain. I command it to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Loss of member, I take authority of it. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke dimension in the name of Jesus. We take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak healing right now. I speak that blood to dry up right now. I speak that you give her new blood transfusion, that your blood will flow through her body right now. And I take authority over blood clots right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, let them get good news, good report. Do it now. Do it suddenly. Do a miracle with her in the name of Jesus. And we break the power of fear.
Thank you, God.
You promised that she should have life and life abundantly. That's your promise,
thank
Father
you,
God. Let us remind you of your promise. And I ask that you heal her on the inside in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And refill her with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, just Lord, His will is already done.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
His will is
well,
already
thank you,
done.
Sister. Who knows a good prayer?
We give Him the glory.
Amen, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Jesus.
Because I
thank
want you to
God.
Go.
Lord, you good to
go.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bible verse. I think it's in Deuteronomy. I just can't remember what where it in Deuteronomy. But one of His promises is He would not put these diseases on us as He did. He would not put those diseases on us as He did the Egyptian. He is not.
Yes,
we have been we have been bought with a price.
Amen. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
And just remember the words, even in Jeremiah 33:6, that He will bring health and healing. That He will heal us and start using those Bible verses.
Okay.
And just speak it on
okay.
her. All right.
Okay.
God bless y'all.
You will.
Yeah.
God bless you too, and I'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I love that. I love listening to you, and I'll be back on here with Sister Sonia.
Oh, thank you. For
and I'm glad. Me. I'm glad I got to hear you tonight.
Oh.
Yeah,
I thank you for coming on. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you too. And y'all have a Holy Ghost showdown at the conference in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
I want y'all to remember, Jesus didn't know no sin, but He took every sin in His body upon the tree. That He had died for our sin. He took every stripe and we are healed. We are healed. When things going on, I tell you yesterday, something hit my body yesterday and I was on the phone with a sister of God and she was kind of getting kind of nervous. Time I go to the emergency room, I told him, you know, no, I ain't going to open that door to panic and anxious. I'm going to get in here and do what I need to do and it's going to be just okay. It's going to be one thing I know I have seen God do too many miracles. I have seen Him do too many. I have seen Him. I've seen Him raise the dead. I've seen Him raise the dead. Y'all hear me? I've seen Him raise the dead. I have seen Him do too many miracles concerning me and other people. And I stand on His word. One thing that the enemy know, I ain't afraid to die because God I live and for God I die. And I know my son is not done here on this earth. And I know a lot of things people trying to throw these darts and these gaggers. They try to stick these gaggers in your back. You better learn how to pull them out. And you're going to pull them out with the word. 803-991. Mass, who's calling? Where you calling from?
Hi, Sean. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, lady. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. No complaints.
That's awesome. Glad to hear you. I caught part of your show. I didn't hear the whole thing, so I have to go back and listen to some of it.
Oh. Did you have something you would like to share?
No, I just want to hear what the Lord is saying through you for me tonight. If you had something for me.
Sure. Well, I thank you, Father, for your daughter. I thank you for the bright, 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 bright days coming to her. I see bright, 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 bright. I see yellow. I don't know what yellow represents. I'm not that good in color. I tell people what I see, but I just see a brighter day, bright, bright. Yella. I guess Yella is happy. I don't know. You might want to see God. If he give me more, I'll let you know. But I see the color yellow, and I see bright. And matter of fact, I see a yellow flower. So I don't know if you like flowers or what. I see a yellow flower. But I see these brighter days coming from you. These days that you about to walk into, the season you about to walk into, they're going to be brighter days. And so, Father God, I thank you. I want to look up something. I want to look. Because it just amazed me. Let's see. I just want to see something. Okay, so I want to look up in the Bible if they had anything concerning brighter. But only thing I can call, but the path of the just is as shining light, and shine it more and more into the perfect day. That's Proverbs 4:18. And so I just see this brighter days. I just heard brighter days. Brighter days. And that's what I hear for you, brighter day. And it keep referring me back to Proverbs 4:18. So you might want to go read Proverbs 4:18. And I pray that God will minister to your soul, that he will minister to you about that Bible verse. I don't know if you went through some gloomy time, hard time, but things is going to light up for you and get brighter for you, that you're going to know this is your season, this is your time, so you need to walk forth and walk in it. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for brighter days, better days for your daughter. Father God, I thank you for orchestrating her still, orchestrating everything in her life concerning her, Father God, because your word says you will perfect everything concerning us. And so, Father God, I thank you for perfecting everything concerning her, that this will be a season that she will not waver, but she will walk that straight line, that straight path in the name of Jesus, in the calling that you are giving unto her, that she will not second guess it, but she will do it and she will come forward. But Father God, I even thank you for releasing her finance, the release in her home in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for supplying her need. And Father God, your word tells us our strength come from you, Father God. So, Father God, I thank you for strengthening your daughter when she's weak, when she don't want to do it, when she just want to give up, that you're going to strengthen her because she have an assignment that's very important that's on her life. Father God, put around true, true godly friend, true people that she can really learn from in the name of Jesus. And I pray that she put down her guard and know, send her that help. Her help come from you. Send her real, true help. And she's going to know on the inside, this is the person that you have sent to help her, her soulmate. And so, Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Wow. I'm going to confirm what you said about yellow. Because of yellow. That's wow. I just literally bought me a yellow sweater. It's very long. It's like a yellow, bright sweater. About a month ago, maybe, right? A month. Yeah. And I have yellow flowers that I put in my car.
Wow.
They like, you know, like those flowers from Hawaii, what they call the lawn flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So that's what I have in my car, like on my little mirror in my So when you were saying yellow, I was like, wow, that confirms some stuff.
Well, that's how you do it. He'll confirm with you. I don't know. I ain't never been in your car. I don't even know how you look. I don't know how you look. I don't know how your car look. I don't know what you bought, but he confirmed.
Amen.
So there you go. whatever you've been seeking him for, whatever you've been that in that yellow, the brighter day. I mean, it's going to brighten your day and ease your load. So just embrace that. Receive it.
I receive it. Yeah, it's been some trying times, but, you know, God's good. Good enough.
Wow. Well, it ain't me. It's the Holy Spirit. Tell you that. It's not me.
Yeah.
Right. We give him the glory. I thank you, Father God. So just go with the flow. Don't second guess. Go with the flow. And
right.
Some brighter days coming to you.
I receive it.
Mm-hmm.
I receive it. Yes.
Amen. Oh. Amen. And you know what? I love flowers. I had went to go get me something to eat, and they had these big, beautiful pink flowers. They were rose, and they were so full and blue, beautiful. I said, I'm going over there and pick me a pink rose, and I did. So last time I was on PGN, I put my pink rose on my computer. It was smelling good, was big and beautiful, because I love
wow.
flowers.
Yeah. Yeah, they are beautiful, especially when you find
mm-hmm.
one you know you really like. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yep.
I love them, but I'm not good with plants. I mean, the best plant I can keep is a like a worm or something, you know, something that you can't really kill. But something
wow.
that's really good with flowers, like my boss, you know, she's a planter and she's good with flowers. My mother's
yeah.
good with flowers. But I'm just. I get the
plants. I have
one
to plant too. I'm good with flower. I planted my friend. She come looked at my flowers, and she told me, I want some, and we went to the store. I planted hers. And
oh, wow.
so, yeah, I like to plant, too. I really do.
Yeah.
I like real flowers in my home. I do. I like plants. I buy them all. I used to buy them all the time, and I will always give somebody a plant or flower. And
oh, wow.
I remember my son, ever since he was in elementary, he used to give me flowers all the time. Ever since elementary, yeah, because I love them.
I
mean, you don't even got to give me no money. You give me some flowers, that just make my day. I love
wow.
flowers. Yeah.
Yeah, they are beautiful. I mean, if you know how to grow them and
mm-hmm.
you know, take care of them, that's a gift because
mm-hmm.
everybody can't do that. I know I can. I can't.
I remember one day I was in Walmart and this little bitty boy come up to me and gave me some flowers.
Oh.
So God know how to make it. I'm telling you, that's them little breadcrumbs. He would
right.
use foods like that. That's the breadcrumbs.
Right. Well, just to let you know, he's thinking about you.
Just yeah.
To remind you.
That's it. That's
mm-hmm.
it. That he's there. He's never gonna leave you and never gonna forsake you. That's it.
Man.
That's it. I call them breadcrumbs.
Right. Right. That's awesome. Yeah, I wish I could grow flowers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could. I try. I mean, I haven't put them in my house. I'm put them outside. They just die. It's not good with them. I think I overwater a lot sometimes.
Well, you got to know the ones that, but I'm going to tell you a flower to get that you cannot overwater, but you don't even have to water it, but they good
okay.
for your house. If you got allergy, call them snake plants. They grow so long. They get real big. You can keep them in the house. You really, if it's a lot of sun outside, you don't want to
mm-hmm.
put them outside directly in the sun. But they don't require a lot of water, and they don't die. They live for a long time, and they get very big, very tall. Those are the best plant to have, and it's easy to take care of them.
You know what, Sean? I had those two. I did not do well with them. I know exactly what you. I had them 2 years ago. I did. My friend I was dating, his mother gave me some because she would do good with hers. I mean, and like you said, she would keep them in the house, and the sand would look so dry, but they would be growing, you know.
They don't take too much water.
Right.
They don't need water. Just a little bit of water. You don't have to water them too much. And they wanted the easiest plant to take care of. You talking about one of them too.
I'm gonna tell you, my mother actually gave me one. It's been, I think, since my dad passed, but and mm-hmm. so that one, you know, what I like about this one, when it's low on, you probably know the name of it, when it droops, that's when I put mm-hmm. water on. I'll just wait till it totally droops, and then once I put water on, it'll spring back up. And mm-hmm. then I know, you know, I'm not overwatered. I think it's called a white lily. I think it's a white lily.
Lilies is very good, and yeah, you don't want to overwater those too.
Right, I'm learning. I believe. You know, that's why I wait till it droops all the way down, like I'm thirsty, and then I'll put some water on it.
And you know, then it depends on, because, you know, some flowers like to be in certain places in the house. If you move
right.
them, they get so comfortable. And some flowers are shade flowers. They don't like sun. They very sensitive to the sun.
That's what
so
I mean.
So that's
shade
another thing. Like when you get a plant, when next time you get a plant, Angela, you look go mm-hmm. on the internet, YouTube, everything on YouTube, and see how to take care of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll have to do that.
Yeah, it takes time to take care of it. Okay, yeah, that's definitely a good idea. I have to pick out me one that I really, like you said, the one that she says it's a shape, don't
mm-hmm.
need sunlight.
Mm-hmm. Because sun can kill a lot of plant because they don't like sun.
Right.
Yep.
I'll do that.
Well, those lavender flowers, you can keep them in the house too. Those some good flowers, lavender, and you don't have to put too much water in those either.
Okay.
And they keep your house smell good.
Okay. Yeah, those snakes, the ones you were talking about, the snakes, I know those are real good for your house too.
They are very good, and they grow very tall. Even you can break some that flower and give it to somebody and replant it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, those are very, very good.
I may try those again because, like I said, I'm going
to be buying some next month to put in my room.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
they keep your allergies. If you look them up, they are good flowers.
Yeah, yeah. I've read on them before. I did hear that I think even, you know, like an environment that's not, unless if people
mm-hmm.
smoking stuff, it helps with that too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It's definitely good plant to have, you know, to improve your air quality, I guess, in your environment.
Those are very, if you look at all the plants, and it's another plant I have. I don't know what was that plant in there, but that plant lasted a long time in the house too. I just can't recall what it was.
Right. I'm going to look that up. I'll start to keep some more flowers. I'll, like I say, get some that don't need a whole lot of sun. My place don't have a whole lot of sun shining. At a certain time of the day, it'll shine, but it ain't 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, yeah. I may try that.
Okay. Well, let
Thank
me know
so
how it goes.
I will. I got the one I got in here now, so it's living. So I'm like, I'm pleased. It's been a good couple of months.
And you know, some flower they like for you to play music, because I used to have my house on worship music. I don't know what somebody, but they say offer. What's the name of the one with the O? They say that really grow plant. What's the name of the song?
Like opera?
Yes. They say they grow plants real good.
Wow. I didn't know that, but I've heard that this guy, he did an experiment. He said he put a little some type of wire, something he put on the plant. He was saying how they sing. So that makes sense.
They do have those plants too. I just had my worship music on, but I heard about that too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, lady. Thank you for calling in, and God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend.
Well, thank you too, LaShawn. I appreciate you. God bless you too.
You're welcome.
And everyone else on the line tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too. 951-966 message calling. Where you calling from?
Hi, LaShawn. This is Regina. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's all great. Mm-hmm. That's good. We haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I think I listened in a couple of times. I kind of caught the end of. I heard the beginning, then I got off and I came back on.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
my God is.
Yes, he is. He definitely is. Definitely is. Well, did you have a special prayer request?
No, I don't. It's whatever God has in his heart.
Well,
just
how
your
mom doing? How your mom doing?
My mom is doing great. I plan to go see her for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's good. She is good. Her test came back negative.
Mhm. Well, when she had that, she had to go do that test.
The thyroid, yes.
Yeah,
came back negative.
I remember she called there. So it did came back negative.
Yeah, it came
back
questionable.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it came back questionable. So they send it out for further testing, and so came back negative.
Look at God.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes. Like, thank you, Lord. Yes.
Yeah. We do give you the glory on that one. Thank you, Jesus.
God gets all of the glory. Nobody but him.
Yes, he does.
Nobody but Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Even my brother tonight, he said he's walking around. They're really praying for him. And usually I try to give him listen to this minister, you know. And he usually don't want it. But today he was just like, you know, I'm going to pull him up and I'm going to listen to him. So I'm like, yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then he was saying he felt better. He's walking around a little bit better than he has been. So I give God the praise for that progress, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know God do things on his timing.
Yes. Yes.
He still gives him the glory, though.
Absolutely. All the glory.
Mm-hmm.
All the glory goes to
him. Well, let us pray for you and see what the Lord says. But like I say, prayer always good to have. So, Father God, we thank you for Regina, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life, Father God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Have you moved? Have you moved?
I have, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did,
Father
like 6 months
ago. Uh-huh, go ahead.
No, I just said yes, like
well, we
2 months ago.
For your new place. And Father God, have you moved anything on your, have you did anything on your job, or you still in the same department?
I'm in the same department, but I'm in the department.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this new place. We thank you, Father God, for every promise that you've given unto her that you ain't forgot about, Father God. We thank you for the manifestation that's happened in her life. Father God, we thank you for healing and delivering her family in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your timing. Your timing. I thank you for your timing. Because you're a right on time God. And I thank you for your timing. I thank you for your timing. And so you're a right on time God. You do everything in perfect will, perfect order. And I thank you, Father God, for that perfect will, perfect order in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, I thank you. I don't know what this is right here. But Father God, I thank you. Well, I'm just going to keep that to myself. But Father God, I thank you. Yeah, I thank you, Father God. But Father God, in due season, when that time do come, Father God, I pray that her heart is completely healed. And Father God, her heart is completely unto you. So when that time comes, Father God, she will receive it and know this is coming from you, Father God, because you're going to bless her. You're going to bless her with marriage. Father God, you're going to bless her with that husband in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I ask that you will release, complete, release everything unto you. And, Father God, that you're going to continue to fix her heart, Father God. And so, Father God, when that time comes, that she will receive it in the name of Jesus, but not withhold, withdraw, or run. I have to say it. It's going to come out. She will not be that runaway bride. She will not be that runaway bride. Because, Father God, she's your bride. And, Father God, she will run unto you. And when she surrender to you and be submissive to you, she will not be that runaway bride. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, there you go.
Say, well, it's out there.
For real.
I will keep my eyes open.
Well, sometimes he had to do it on his time, his way, so we won't mess it up.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Wow. Wow.
Amen.
And
yep, he'll do it on his time and his way, so we won't mess it up.
Yes. Amen.
We thank the Father.
Definitely, it has to be his way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, because if it was up to us, we'd probably be running the other direction. We wouldn't be going the other way. But I think that's the reason for the runaway bride.
Amen. I'll be alert.
Funny. Where's there anything else?
No, I just thank God for all he has done. Because I know if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have happened.
Amen.
So, yeah.
That's it. Well, mm-hmm. Okay. Sister Regina, it was nice to hear your voice, and I pray that you have a wonderful, blessed, safe weekend.
Thank you, too.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you next week. She didn't answer her phone. She probably was sleeping.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, that we would love to hear from you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Are you still doing Saturday morning prayer?
You know what? It's so ironic you said that, because the Holy Spirit put that in my spirit to go back and do it. So that then. But I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll send you. I'll reach out to you and let you know.
Okay, he's on my phone.
Send me something so I make sure I have your information.
Okay, I'll send you your phone.
Okay. All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Two, five, one, 2-2-9. That's who's calling. Where you calling from?
This is Sarah from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. No complaints.
Well,
did you have like a special prayer request?
Well, no, I just want to
know what happened all of a sudden.
Nah.
I said, I don't know why this popping store happened all of a sudden. Like I heard some crackling.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from.
It's just all of a sudden. Let me see. Hold on for a second. Okay, I don't hear it now, but I guess when I pick up the phone, I don't hear it now. Okay, yeah, I don't hear it. No. But anyway, we pushed through it. Did you have a special prayer request?
I just really want to, you know, thank the Lord for all he's doing and about to do. Let's see. Just for health and wellness, you know, and thanking, just wanted prayer for my my body, you know, just I'm losing weight, so that's a good thing. And
that's good.
Yeah, I've been drinking lemon water, and so just water with putting a lemon in it,
mm-hmm.
and that takes off a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I drink a lot of water now, and so, but anyways, the prayer request is just, you know, to keep on with health and wellness, and
mm-hmm.
just praying for that God, I'll be that all God wants me to be
mm-hmm.
in this hour. Yeah.
Amen.
Sure. Amen.
Well, Father God, we just, you know, I don't know if you was on there when we were reading about Jabez's prayer. God will
mm-hmm.
grant prayer. You might want to go read about his prayer request. But the catch is, and just like I can just agree with what even Parent Prophet Terrence and Tanisha was saying as well, you know, we want God to bless us, but we ain't doing what we supposed to be doing. We ain't doing what we supposed to be doing, but we want God to bless us.
Mm-hmm.
We want God to bless us, but we, like, for example, some people might be living in fun, you know, they might be fornicating or whatever, lying, but we want the blessing of God. And so that's what we are at. We got to teach the people. You want God to answer your prayers and grant your prayer. You got to make sure we ain't doing stuff. Just a little lie will set you back. People don't even realize that. Just a little lie. You lying with your tongue and you praying, that ain't going to work. The enemy could psych you out like it's working, but it ain't. I'm being honest. It's not. Because you got to
mm-hmm.
be the people. Y'all make it so hard, you know, y'all make it hard to be a Christian. No, you make it hard to be a Christian. You make it hard to be a believer. Because Jesus was the perfect, Jesus came here to be example for the world. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came to set the captives free. And he gave us specific things. The law was already written through Moses. And so I don't know why I'm sharing, but I just go and read about what's his name? Jabez. His prayer. God will grant you. He will. Grant it. Yes, that's. You will have that. He will grant. You have not because you ask not, but we got to make sure we are walking in the will of God. And he will give us our heart desire. We say, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And so he will give us what we need. But then, too, he will give us some things we need is not the will of God. And he will. Sometimes he will say no. His no is no. His yes is yes. Because he knows what is for us and what is not for us. It just might not be the season for you. It might not be the time. He have to mature you. He got to prune you more better. He got to get you in that. He got to get you in that, you know, in that potter's clay to mold you. So it
mm-hmm.
just depends. But you'll know. You should know what season you're in. Either it's the season of rest, the season of breaking. And one thing people don't like to deal with the season of breaking. You got to break you. The reason why you got to break you is so you can walk in that coat of humility. So you got to know your season assignment with God. So, Father God, I thank you, and I ask that you teach your daughter about her assignment with you, Father God, knowing her assignment with you first, knowing who you are, Father God. Father God, I thank you. Whatever season that you have her in, you will give her her heart desire, Father God, as she seeks you first, the kingdom of God and your righteous, Father God. There are just some prayers that we don't have to ask you because it's one of your promises. The only thing we just got to thank you for, if it's your promise, we don't have to ask. We just thank you for it. It tells us many times in the Bible, if we just line up with your will,
these things are added unto us, that you will give us our heart desire. More him. We could say we want more you, but what are we doing to get more you? Are we spending time with you? Are we in our secret place with you? Are we shedding the door? Shedding the door is your heart. Shedding the door is your mind. Are we doing that? Do we have the mind of Christ? He said, let this mind in you be in Christ. You know, we got to examine ourselves. And so, Father God, when we ask for more of you, what are we doing to get more of you? Are we surrender? Are we releasing? And so, Father God, I ask that you teach your daughter how to do these things in order to have that closer walk with you, to have more of you, Father God. Take unto those deep words, Father God, with understanding. Give her true prosperity, which is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The fearing God is the beginning. It's the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. Fearing you, Father God, is the beginning of knowledge. And so, Father God, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, amen, amen. That's something. We're dealing with the edify.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just at work. I mean, God was just dealing with me and just letting me know that we got to edify.
Mm-hmm.
Edify. Because when we're dealing with the fivefold ministry and then we're dealing with all of that coming through love, the Lord lets us know before we do anything, we've got to edify it. It says in Ephesians chapter 4, from whom the whole body is filthy, joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Mm-hmm.
So when we, you know, go out and through the body of Christ for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying. So we're going to, you know, it's like when we're speaking and everything like that, edify means to love, but speaking the truth in love. And may go up him in all things, which is the head, even in Christ. So edify. It was like it was on my mind so heavily and strong. And when you go that route, you want to edify and lift up the saints of God. And that way they can have that love of Christ flowing through them. Because when they are experiencing that, God in them, which has been edifying, that's going to shine, you know. So it was just on my heart, you know. It's just marvelous when we walk in the saints of God to edify each other and walk in love.
Right. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Even edified, sometimes it will be tough love. Some people need tough love. But we do it in love. Because Jesus had taught a lot of things in parallel, and he taught tough love. He would tell them, what, you don't understand what's coming out my mouth? Some of them was stiff-necked, carnal mind, lukewarm Pharisees and Gentiles. He gave them tough love. He spoke tough to them. And so,
Pharisees and the Sadducees.
Right.
But he says in all these things, how did he draw people? He said, well, love and kindness have I drawn you. Now, with the Pharisees and Sadducees, of course he had to use them because they could have been stiff-necked. They were stiff-necked and they were, but if the Lord, when he first, the Lord, he draws people first. Then he cleans them, you know, and once he cleans them and everything, then they set free. They're not under bondage. They're not under the yoke of bondage anymore. But if we love each other as Christ loved us, then we would know that Christ is living in us. So I don't know. It was just you know, on my heart to say
it's
that.
Apostle Paul did too. He went to edify the church. And if you read Apostle Paul from his teaching, he came to bring correction. Some of the stuff he had to do to some of those churches, to what they were doing in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's to build. Edify is to build. And sometimes everybody ain't going to be on the same page to build like that. But it's to bring the correction so the kingdom of God can be built on a strong foundation.
Yep, that's right. And in King Ephesians 4, chapter 2, it says the lowliness.
He was the overseer. He came to he came to tear down and build. And he was bringing correction to some of those churches. One thing that everybody likes to quote, the women are not to speak in church. Well, you got to know what the women in that church was doing. He wasn't talking to all the churches. He was talking to specific that church and what the women was doing. They was catting what they was doing in that particular church. So he was adding five. He was bringing correction.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep, he was in a, but I thank the Lord. It's as well as it is, and the Lord, he has truly, he's using you as his light, using you as a spiritual mouthpiece to go ahead and preach, you know, preach his word, get it out there to the masses, especially people on PBN. And I'm thankful for you for doing that, because that's a special gift that you have.
Oh, I give all the glory to God. Thank you so much. Continue to keep all of us in your prayer. That's all for Faith and Grace Network.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a blessed night.
You too. Thank you. God
you're
bless
welcome.
You.
Welcome. God bless you.
All righty. I'm try to go back up here to this number right here. 919-426. I don't know. They must have went to sleep.
No, I'm here.
Yes, Miss, who's calling? Where you calling from?
I'm Destiny from North Carolina.
Hey, Destiny, how you doing? I came to you early. I didn't hear you.
I'm so sorry. I was trying to press the thing and I couldn't get to it in time.
Oh, you fine. I want to come back to you. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Did you have a special prayer request?
Just more so for direction with this new area that I'll be, like, you know, dealing in. I know that this is a, you know, a new season, so just direction for that.
Mhm. So you saying the area that you in?
No, I was saying, like, you know, like area in general, you know, because, like, for me, it's like God kind of deals with me kind of like in these seasons for different things, right?
Oh,
and then I can tell that, you know, this season right here that I'm in, a lot of things have been, you know, just transpiring this year, even at the beginning. So even with some of, like, the decisions that I need to make or things that I need to do or, you know, just stuff that goes along with that, that's why I said I want, you know, just direction for that, and things that happen in that area. But I was saying, like, that together, like in the prayer request, not like a physical area.
Mm-hmm. So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter. We thank you for the direction that you're giving to her, Father God. I just ask that you continue to, you know, direct her in the right path, Father God, that you lighten up every path, Father God, even lighten it up with your word, even places that she go, let her hear your word. Even when she reads your word, Father God, give her the memories, and as she go throughout her season and the timing, Father God, you will let her know what season, what path that you have her on. And so, Father God, I thank you for the closeness that you're going to draw her closer to you, Father God, so she can distinct your voice. She will know your voice. She will know of you. She will learn of you. She will know your ways. I thank you, Father God, for the rest. I thank you for the rest, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that this will be a season that she shall mount up with wings like eagle. She shall soar, Father God. Nothing will put her down, Father God, that when she mount up like wings, like eagle, Father God, she soar above the promise, above the principality, because it say we are joint heir to you, Father God, above this things, principality, power, Father God, that he even tell us what can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing will be able to separate her from the love that you have for her. And I thank you, Father God, because all things, and because you put that assurance in her that she know, because according to Romans 8:28, it said, and we know. So she would know, Father God, that all things will work together for the good, because she's going to have that unconditional love for you, Father God, a love like she never experienced before. And Father God, all things is going to line up and work together for her good, because she loves you, and that you have plans for her according to Jeremiah 29:11. That you know the thoughts that you have towards her. And so, Father God, we know your thought towards your daughter is good and not of evil. So she will have that expected end. And so, Father God, let these words lighten up her pathway, that she would know what direction, what turn, how to be still, how to move forward, how to seek you, how to hide up under your wing, how to be ordered by yourself. Because your word teller, a good step of a man is ordered by you, Father God. And so, Father God, you are the strong tower which the righteous run to. And so, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't know if she dropped a call or what.
Oh, sorry. I accidentally put the mute thing, but amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Is there anything else?
No, that was my only prayer request.
Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a great, great weekend, a blessed weekend.
Thank you, and the same to you as well.
You all, thank you. Have a blessed night. Well, that's it for tonight. I just want to thank each and every last one of you for calling in. God bless you. I ask that you keep me lifted up in prayers, not just me. Keep Prophet Randy, Prophet Terrence, Prophet Tanisha, you know, Prophet, John C., Deborah, Barbara, Carmen, and Angela Joy, Prophets Angela Joy, keep us all in your prayer. Pray for each and that last one, our family. Pray for the strength that we will not waver in this hour in the season, because there is a great attack within the body of Christ. Y'all seen it, how they went up in the church. I remember the Holy Spirit revealed to me during the 7-day fast and prayer to pray for the murder spirit and the setup of the enemy. And this was coming towards the body of Christ. And these was coming towards the true servants. Keep them lifted up in prayer. I'm telling you, the enemy trying to set a lot of us up. thinking that he can move us or destroy us, everybody thing. When something like that happened, it's something that they did know. The Holy Spirit already revealed we need to pray for these leaders like that. They are true believers, true servants of God. And this is just that season that is just attacked. And we got to pray that God cover them, protect them, cover their home, protect their business. Some people ministry and work, protect them as they go out in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I cover this every word that you have spoken, every word, we cover it up under the blood of Jesus. There wouldn't be no backlash or no retaliation, Father God. Father God, that we thank you for the angels, Father God, the ministry angel. We thank you for the true Holy Spirit. We thank you for your true word. And Father God, we just speak peace tonight, sweet sleep tonight, no transfer in the spirit. Anyone that's dealing with any type of infirmity in their body, we speak that they are healed, that no weapon formed against their body, their heart, their stomach, their spleen, no weapon formed against their mind, no weapon formed against their back. Father God, it will not prosper. It shall not prosper. Father God, I just speak that you touch their body, touch their mind in the name of Jesus. We're going to stand on your word, Father God, that they are healed. They are set free from any infirmity, any disease. Father God, that is not your plan. Your promise is you would not put this disease on us as you did for the Egypt. You would not put the disease. Let us know how to get up under your, show your people how to get up under your covering, that they will apply the blood of Jesus over their doorposts. Father God, we thank you for your word, because your word said we can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that's within us. So, Father God, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I'm going to leave y'all with a song. I've been listening to this song all week. I love this song. God bless you. Have a good week.
People always trying to bring you down. They be throwing stones like it's going out of style. Seeking for the ones that can defile. Yeah. But you can't let them have it. You can't let them take the power. Don't forget who you were made to be. Be royal priesthood. You're a child of the king. Don't give in to negativity. Just keep smiling in the face of all your enemies. You can dream it down or way too high. Higher. Don't above the clouds. I'm caught in your love. Your love. And nothing that you say can't change a thing. There's a greater voice affirming me. You can dream it down or way too high. Higher. Higher. People always got a lot to say. Full of noise, voices drowning by the day. Everything is up for debate. She say, he say, we say, can't nobody get it straight. Don't forget who you were made to be. Royal priesthood, you're a child of the king. Don't give in to negativity. Just keep elevating above all your enemies. You can scream it down or way too high. When it gets loud, I'll turn the world down. I'll stay here with you. When the lights come, I'll keep my eyes up, listening for what's true. When it gets loud, I'll turn the world down. I'll stay here with you. Yeah.
keep my eyes up, listening for what's true. When it gets loud, I'll turn the world down, I'll stay here with you.